Carl's five Central Illinois hospitals are seeing a rise in COVID-19 patients in recent weeks. Hospital leaders say they're prepared to meet the growing need. Carl recently launched a program aimed at freeing up hospital beds by providing virtual monitoring to COVID-positive patients safely at home. Illinois Newsroom's health reporter Christine Herman spoke with Carl Foundation Hospital President Lynn Barnes to learn more and to discuss how the hospital system has been faring throughout the pandemic.
During the months of March, April, and May, even though we'd done a ton of planning, we really were in a position where we were very well prepared, but yet didn't have the volumes that any of us, I think, thought could happen. And that was extremely fortunate. We kind of saw that flattening of the curve. So back then, I would say maybe we would have 6 to 12 patients in-house. That might have even been our high. But then during the summer, we did see a bit of an increase, but nothing crazy. You know, maybe 12, you know, 15 patients over the summer months. And then in late August, maybe actually kind of early August, I think, we began to see a little bit of an increase. But wow, then in October, we've seen some pretty significant increases. During the week of October 4th and 5th, we had a positivity rate of about 7.45% out of nearly 6,500 tests. This past week, this one week that we just finished, we did over 10,000 tests and had a positivity rate of 14.92%. So really the rate has doubled just in that time frame. And then as far as actual case numbers, our case numbers were 483 during that week of October 4th through 10th. And now we tripled that to 1,500 in the most recent week.
So I understand it was in September when Carl Foundation Hospital launched a new program called COVID at Home. Can you talk about what made you decide to launch this program and what exactly it involves?
Well, what we saw was a growing number of patients coming to the hospital, coming to the ED and being admitted in early September. So we thought to ourselves, you know, we need to do what we can to help people stay at home, be safe, and not be anxious. So with those goals in mind, we established a program that when a patient comes to our emergency department in Urbana and they are diagnosed with COVID, and if the doctor doesn't, you know, it's kind of on the borderline, you know, do they need to be admitted or maybe they could go home? We take those patients and we enroll them in our COVID at home program. They get a kit that includes a pulse oximeter, which of course takes the percentage of oxygen that you have in your blood on your finger. And then they get a thermometer and they get some very clear instructions. So patients get to go home. They get to be carefully monitored by a virtual visit. And we say that a hospital bed, most people prefer being at home and they get great care. So far, we've had 82 patients enrolled in the program since the middle of September when we started it, and 77 of them have been discharged from the program, which is great. And of the 82, we only had about 15% of those that did have to be admitted.
And I imagine some patients might feel like maybe it's safer for me to just be in the hospital just in case. But the point of this program is that actually for many situations, as long as there's the right monitoring going on, many patients can recover safely at home.
Exactly. I think some people would feel that way. Well, just in case. But the whole goal of this program is to beat the just in case. You know what I mean? To you're talking every day with a patient.
And then, you know, nationally, we hear things about hospitals filling up. But it sounds like you're saying at least Carl's hospitals are in a good place for now, and you don't anticipate it getting to a point of reaching capacity.
I think we'll continue to be challenged. However, I feel like we are in a good spot and are well prepared to expand resources to meet the need.
That's Carl Foundation Hospital President Lynn Barnes speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. You can find a link to Carl's new COVID-19 dashboard at illinoisnewsroom.org.